Married at First Sight, Chapter 2976. Without asking, Zachary knew that Tatum was here watching TV, drinking tea, and eating snacks, waiting for him to come back. Tatum quickly poured a glass of warm water. He placed the glass of warm water in front of Zachary and then stood aside with a smile on his handsome face, as if he were waiting for his brother's orders and would serve immediately. Zachary looked up at him and said in a low voice, "Sit down."
"Okay, thank you, brother."
Tatum sat down quickly. Zachary said, "You are so polite, and you still say you didn't get into trouble. Tell me, what trouble did you get into?"
"My parents are so tired that they disagree, brother. I really didn't cause any trouble. I just wanted to go to Annenberg in Province X."
"Why are you going to Annenberg in Province X?"
"During the new year, the elderly like to have their children and grandchildren back, and the whole family was in order. It would be even better if they added a few more granddaughter-in-laws. It was known that Hayden would come back with Kevin for the new year and that he would get engaged. He had not received any new news yet. Come to think of it, getting engaged was not far away. I want to apply for a job as a chef. The Ormond family in Annenberg is recruiting a chef. Miss Ormond loves to eat and has a very picky mouth. The chefs in her family are very demanding. I want to give it a try. It is also a challenge for me."
Zachary frowned, and after relaxing his brows, he asked, "Did Grandma choose the daughter of the Ormond family?"
"Annenberg in Province X was too far away. Nennenberg in Province X seemed to be a neighboring city to Haven Mill. Titus was from there. Was Grandma planning to break into that muddy water? The York family was close with the Johnson family, and Dr. Carden treated Cameron's eyes. Elisa would be the fifth young lady in the Johnson family, and she was related to Serenity. The York family and the Johnson family had many other connections as well. Whatever happened to the Johnson family in the future, the York family couldn't sit idly by. But both the Johnson family and the York family were too far away from Haven Mill in Province X. If they wanted to help Titus in the future, they would be far away and couldn't save the fire nearby. If they have connections in Annenberg in Province X, they might be able to help."
Zachary thought far ahead, but Tatum didn't think of this level. Zachary didn't say anything about Grandma's advance plan. It was just his guess. Maybe Grandma simply liked the daughter of the Ormond family. Tatum's face turned red. He had nothing to hide from Zachary. Zachary was smarter than Serenity.
Tatum said, "Grandma has chosen the oldest daughter of the Ormond family, Alora Ormond, to be my wife."
Zachary had a knowing expression. He asked, "How many daughters are there in the Ormond family?"
Tatum said, "In Alora's generation, there are only two brothers and seven sisters. Alora is the oldest of the sisters. She is the Ormond family's oldest daughter. Four people with four bedrooms, only the first bedroom for the eldest and the fourth bedroom have sons, while the second and third bedrooms only have daughters. Alora has a younger sister and a younger brother. The younger brother is 20 years younger than her and has just entered the first grade of elementary school. Since the young master of the Ormond family was too young and far away from taking over, the business of the Ormond family was currently managed by Alora and other sisters. Alora was the eldest of the siblings, so she had a heavier burden." After Zachary pondered for a moment, he said, "She is the eldest daughter, and you are the youngest son. It's commonly believed that the youngest son and the oldest daughter make a suitable match for marriage. In most families, the youngest son is spoiled and prone to a lack of responsibility. When he gets a wife, he must marry the eldest daughter. Frequently, the eldest daughter assumes responsibility. This eliminates the couple's concerns about no one taking charge." Tatum didn't feel that he was useless. He was just not as stable as his elder brother, Zachary. Tatum said, "Grandma picked her for me. I only know this much right now. I don't know who she is. Whether she can develop feelings is even more unknown. Chapter 2977. After a pause, Tatum said with a smile, "Grandma has given me a task. I have to take action." Zachary said, "You can't be like Kevin, who stayed still for half a year and still hasn't embraced the beauty." Tatum thought it was good that they were younger brothers. At least they could learn from their brothers' lessons and avoid them. The ones grandma helps you choose are usually good and suitable for your temperament, Zachary said, and then asked, "When will you set off?" Tatum said, "Let's go next Monday. Let's arrange the things at hand in the past 2 days. If the arrangements are not good, brother, you will help me take care of it. Are you anxious?" Zachary frowned. Tatum said a little embarrassedly, "The Ormond family is one of the top wealthy families in Annenberg. Working for the Ormond family will provide a decent salary and benefits. It is very attractive. The main thing is that Alora is very good at eating. Many people want to challenge it. There are some words circulating over there. It is said that if a chef can work for Ormond's family for 3 months before leaving to find work, he will be extremely popular. If he can work for Ormond's family for more than a year and then look for work, major hotels will rush to hire him. If he can work for several years without being fired, that is fantastic. He can become the god of cooking directly." Zachary laughed. "It's so exaggerated. Why is Alora so good at eating?" "Not only Alora, but several other young ladies are excellent eaters. They are all very particular about food, and this is a test of their culinary abilities. I've heard that many people who learn to cook fail the test even when it comes to making a simple stir-fried green vegetable." Zachary smiled and said, "You are quite challenging." The younger brother, Tatum, might not be interested in Alora. After all, Tatum had only seen photos and never met her in person, let alone get along with her, so he was not so easily tempted, but being the chef for the Ormond family was very challenging. Tatum liked cooking the most, so he really wanted to take the challenge and see if he could be a chef for the Ormond family. After learning cooking skills for more than 10 or 20 years, after successfully applying, how long could he work? This was all a challenge. Tatum nodded. "That's right, it's very challenging, so I'm going to give it a try and see how many months my cooking skills can last with the Ormond family, who eats all kinds of delicacies, from all over the world and all kinds of dishes." Zachary asked, "You don't count years, do you lack confidence?" Tatum said, "I am very confident. I can be regarded as one of the best chefs in Wiltspoon, but, outside of Wiltspoon, it is hard to say. I used to participate in cooking competitions, but I couldn't even get first place." Zachary said, "How old were you then?" "You were just an adult. You have seen the world and studied it for such a long time. You must have made progress." Zachary thought Tatum was the best chef. He said, "Kevin says you are the most talented in cooking. Kevin was asked to take care of all the hotels under the York Corporation because he was a few years older than Tatum, well-spoken, very communicative, and very knowledgeable about food, so he was in charge of all the hotels under the York Corporation." Tatum said modestly, "Brother Kevin is still the one I learned from." Zachary said, "You want to go to Annenberg in Province X to work as a chef for the Ormond family. Mom won't agree." Chapter 2978. Tanya and Liam suddenly came to stay with Zachary for a few days, and Tatum waited for Zachary late at night. It seems that his parents had different opinions on this matter. Tanya came first, and then Liam. Tatum, who felt that he had gotten into trouble, followed Liam. Zachary guessed the result without even asking. After Tatum was silent, he said, "Mom disagreed at first. She said I already have my own business, and it is running well. This year, I started to help take care of the family business again. If I like cooking anymore, I can do whatever I want in the hotel, There is no need to become a chef. Dad supported me. He said that I could do whatever I wanted, as long as I liked it. Then Mom argued with Dad for a few words, but she couldn't argue with me. She went back to the room, angrily, and closed the door to prevent Dad from entering. Dad kept banging on the door for a long time but couldn't get in. Dad just wanted to calm down, Mom, and then walked away. Who knew that Mom took advantage of Dad to walk away and quietly go out and come to your place? Dad and I thought Mom had been in the room all along. It was after Mom lost her anger that she sent a message to Dad. We only came here after we knew she was here. Tatum said a little guiltily, my parents have always had a good relationship. They were unhappy because of my decision. It's because I'm unfilial. Tatum felt that he was unfilial, but he still never said that he would give up his decision to apply for a job as a chef at Orman's family. What couple doesn't have a little conflict? Don't your sister-in-law and I have too many fights? We are fine now. Husband and wife need to communicate when they get along. If they communicate well, nothing will happen. Unless one party is unreasonable and unable to communicate, we will not marry a woman who is unreasonable and unable to communicate, so that situation will not happen to us. Tatum listened carefully to what Zachary told him about how to get along as a couple. The elders in the family were all affectionate. He had heard about it since he was a child. Although he was unmarried, he actually already knew how to get along as a couple, Tatum said. Brother, I know. When Dad and I came over, my sister-in-law had already persuaded Mom, and she no longer cares what I do. Thank you, my sister-in-law, for helping me persuade Mom, Zachary said. Mom was just complaining at that time, but she quickly figured it out and wouldn't really stop you from doing what you like to do. We are all a family, so there is no need to be so polite. Your sister-in-law is still quite capable of enlightening people. Zachary looked proud when he said this. Tatum ate a full belly of dog food in silence. His brother and sister-in-law would show affection at any time. As long as he spends some time with his brother and sister-in-law, he can't help but long for love and marriage, Zachary warned Tatum. If you don't have time to arrange things in your company, I will take time to come over and help you. You don't have to worry about the company's affairs. You're out and alone, so be careful, pay attention, and don't cause trouble. We don't bully others, but we don't want to be bullied by others. If anything happens, just call us. Although it's a bit far away, it only takes a few hours to fly there on a private plane. Take a few people over there. If something urgent happens, at least there are a few people who can be used. Tatum wanted to say something, but Zachary was still saying, you don't need to take the people you bring into Orman's house. Of course, it would be better if they had the ability to follow them into Orman's house. If they can't get in, just let them roam around, find something to do, to pass the time. Tatum said, brother, I'm going to work, and it's not good to bring a bodyguard with me. I didn't ask you to tell everyone that you went out to work with your bodyguards. You went to such a far place just because you were afraid that if something happened, even if we rushed there immediately, it would be several hours later. There was no one around you, and we are always worried. Bring a few bodyguards over there, just for emergencies. Zachary had said so. Tatum had nothing to say, so he could only agree. Tatum was probably the only one who traveled far away to work with his bodyguards. Chapter 2979. Brother, it's very late. You've been tired all day. Go to bed early. I'm going back. After discussing this with Zachary, Tatum was ready to go home, Zachary said. It's so late, why not stay here for the night? It's not like you don't have a place to stay here. Tatum declined, it's not far for me to go back. Brother has a room here, but I don't have a change of clothes. I'm still a bit familiar with the bed. After changing places, it would take him some time to adapt to the new housing environment. People who loved beds always toss and turn and couldn't sleep when they changed places. Thinking that Tatum's private villa was not too far away, Tatum said he wanted to take the bed, and didn't have a change of clothes. Zachary didn't try to persuade him to stay anymore. He only told him to drive slower on the road, and send a message to report that he was safe when he got home. Tatum said, "Brother, good night." Zachary didn't get up to see him off. After Tatum left, Zachary drank another half glass of water and smelled his body again. He could still smell the smell of alcohol, afraid of suffocating his wife and afraid that if he went back to the room at this moment, he would wake up Serenity. Zachary decided to make do with it in the study for one night. He went up to the second floor and returned to the door of his room. He did not open the door, and entered. He just stood silently at the door for a moment, then turned and entered the study. Serenity slept until midnight and had to get up to go to the bathroom. After drinking a glass of milk before going to bed, she would get up in the middle of the night. When she came out of the bathroom, she felt much more awake. Only then did she realize that Zachary had not returned yet. She walked back to the bed and sat down. She picked up her phone from the bedside table and looked at the time. It was already past 3 in the morning. Had Zachary not come back yet? He didn't send her a message to tell her when he would be back. She called Zachary. It took a while before Zachary answered the phone. "Husband, haven't you come back yet?" Serenity asked with concern. "Is the matter so difficult?" No matter how busy he used to be, he would always come home early. It's already past 3 in the morning, and he hadn't come back, which meant things were difficult to handle, also very important. Otherwise, he wouldn't have come back so late. After marriage, especially after developing a good relationship, he came home earlier and earlier, for a period of time. He arrived home on time to accompany her before 10:30 every night. "Saren, I was sleeping in the study. I drank some wine last night. The alcohol smell was strong. I was afraid that it would intoxicate you. When I came back, it was too late at night, and you had already gone to sleep. I was also afraid that I would wake you up. So I slept in the study room." Serenity didn't say anything else and hung up the phone. Zachary immediately stood up and walked outside. Soon, Serenity appeared in the study. "Wife." Zachary guessed that she was coming and was about to go out. Serenity didn't say anything. She hugged him, smelled him, let him go, looked up, and asked him, "Are you drunk?" Zachary hugged her back again. He replied in a low voice, "I'm not drunk. I only had one drink, but the wine is very strong. After one glass of wine, I'm afraid I won't be able to bear it." As he spoke, he kissed her gently on the lips. His big hand covered her belly again, his eyes filled with tenderness. "When will this little guy come out? I'm going to have a hard time." Serenity said, "Didn't you endure that long before marrying me?" Zachary chuckled. "I didn't taste it at that time, so I don't know how ecstatic it is. After I tasted it, it would be difficult to be a monk." Serenity's face turned red. "In fact, it's okay to be careful." He was nervous and worried about hurting the baby. He would rather continue to be a monk than touch her. At most, he would hug her fiercely and then entangle his lips and tongue with her to death. Then he said viciously that after the baby was born, he would take 3 days off and get his money back with interest. Chapter 2980, Serenity. "The alcohol doesn't smell too much. When I'm asleep, I won't wake up, even if there's thunder. You don't have to spend the night in the study." Serenity took his hand, covering her belly, and said to him, "I took a shower, drank 2 glasses of warm water, and ate 2 pieces of chewing gum to get rid of some of the alcohol smell." After a pause, Zachary added, "Tatum said I smell like alcohol." Serenity whispered something to her brother-in-law, Tatum. "He is telling the truth. As long as the eldest brother spoke, Tatum could smell the smell of alcohol. The smell of alcohol was very strong. Furthermore, the eldest brother himself said that the smell of alcohol would smell like smoke to his sister-in-law. "Tatum is waiting for you. Are you waiting?" Serenity asked. Zachary said. He said he was going to Annenberg in Province X, and the Ormond family was looking for a chef, and he was going to apply. Saren, the one grandma has chosen for Tatum is Alora, the eldest daughter of the Ormond family.
I know. As soon as Mom told me about this, I guessed that grandma had chosen the person for Tatum.
Zachary smiled. My wife is smart.
Serenity, I've never been stupid.
Zachary, that's right, my wife has always been smart.
If it's stupid, he won't look down on it. The people Grandma picked for them were all pretty far away.
In other words, she and Cameron were from Wiltspoon. Zachary thought for a while and said, in this way, Grandma still loves me and Callum the most. The ones she picked for us are all from Wiltspoon.
As he spoke, he smacked Serenity's lips a few more times. He really wanted to take his beloved wife to bed, for the sake of the baby. He tried his best to hold back.
Where are the 4 and 5 from?
I don't know.
They didn't tell me.
Anyway, they are not from Wiltspoon.
I didn't see that neither of them was in Wiltspoon recently.
Zachary hugged Serenity and walked out. He sent Serenity back to the room and said warmly, Saren, it's still early, before dawn.
You can sleep a little longer.
They will take care of their affairs.
If they don't ask us for help, we will pretend they don't know and wait.
They brought their wives back and called us brother and sister-in-law.
Serenity smiled and said, I don't worry about them.
Grandma has to worry about them, so I don't worry about that.
Taking things away from Grandma, when Grandma is bored, her grandsons will have a hard time. Grandma may like to take care of her grandchildren. Grandma May's grandson also included Zachary.
How could Serenity be willing to let her grandma deal with Zachary? Didn't they see why the elders didn't take away Grandma's work?
They just sat and waited for their daughter-in-law to come in, except for a few young ones. Their parents had already prepared the betrothal, gifts that others would use in the future, as long as the son said that he could propose marriage to someone else's cabbage, they could accompany their son and bring generous betrothal gifts to the woman in a mighty manner.
That's right, Grandma has to worry about it, so let her worry about it.
Zachary hugged Serenity into the bedroom, and the couple sat down on the bed.
You continue to sleep, I will go back to the study.
Serenity looked at him. Zachary whispered something in her ear.
Serenity, actually, it's okay if you are careful.
We have been waiting for this, child, for a year, and I don't allow any mistakes.
I just drank a little and am easily impulsive.
But if we sleep in separate rooms, it'll be fine.
As Zachary spoke, he kissed Serenity on the cheek. He nibbled her earlobe again, causing her body to tremble slightly.
Serenity pushed him away.
Zachary said funnily, I'm afraid of being impulsive and want to tease you.
Did he think she wouldn't catch fire? Zachary was stunned for a moment, then smiled lowly, reached out, and touched her face gently.
Honey, just wait a few more months.
Serenity took his hand away, then pulled him up and pushed him to the door of the room.
Go to the study and sleep in your bed.
So that everyone didn't feel uncomfortable. The End. Shaper 2976-2980. Please waiting for next chapters.